The 12 Apostles in Australia. Do you remember the famous movie Crocodile Dundee? This movie was a blockbuster in the 1980s. It discussed Australia and the famous outback. But did you know that Australia is also famous for the 12 Apostles? Now before you say, how can Australia be famous for Jesus's 12 disciples? You must know that these 12 Apostles are rock formations in Victoria, Australia. Read this article if you want to learn more. What are the 12 Apostles? These rock formations are near Port Campbell National Park. Since the park is near the coast, these limestone formations hug the shore that lies by Great Ocean Road. Tourists love to visit this area because of the uniqueness of the 12 Apostles, which do look like silhouettes of men frozen in time. The 12 Apostles consist of 8 limestone rock stacks. There were 9 at one time, but one collapsed into the ocean 15 years ago. That stack was a victim of the rough waves that buffet Victoria's coastline and the unforgiving weather it experiences. How did the 12 Apostles get there? Since Victoria's coast is next to an active ocean with aggressive waves and harsh weather, the 12 Apostles were formed by erosion. The severe weather and tsunami-like waves of Victoria's coast also created caves. With time and exposure to the elements, the tops of the caves either dissolved or fell off. 9 rock formations were left in their place. Locals initially called these formations the Sow and Piglets. The Sow referred to the island where the rock formations were located, Mutton Bird Island. The Piglets referred to the 12 Apostles. The name was changed to its present name in the 1960s. The 12 Apostles lie in front of the shipwreck coast. The rock pillars are actually an amalgamation of different types of rock, clay, and soil. This is especially evident near the narrower tops. The tops of the 12 Apostles are made out of soil and clay. These rock formations are actually slowly disappearing because they are constantly exposed to harsh weather and waves. This causes them to erode. The 12 Apostles got their start more than 20 million years ago. Australia was in a different position on Earth back then, and it was part of India. The supercontinent that once comprised India and Australia was one large island. Many sea animals and birds called this island home. When they died, their skeletons became compressed at the bottom of the ocean floor. The compression occurred because of the massive pressures that are near the ocean floor. The constant addition and condensation of marine skeletons are what eventually lead the coastline to rise out of the sea. Travel options in Australia. Australia is huge. So to see the must-see attractions like the 12 Apostles, you will need to travel. Looking at the 12 Apostles. Tourists love to see the 12 Apostles because they display the best of nature's beauty and its power. These apostles lie in rugged, but sparkling and crystal clear navy blue water. The ocean's waters are so pretty that they have taken people's breath away and have been the inspiration for many a photo shoot. However, the waters are too rough for people to swim or surf. The 12 Apostles are rugged, tall, and majestic. They are an example of the great works of art that nature produces. People spend many hours marveling at and taking pictures of these rock formations. If one looks at the 12 Apostles up close, he or she will be greeted by a natural and spectacular light show. The sun's light shines with differing amounts of intensity and from different angles during different times of the day. This changes the appearance of the rock formations and gives them a great lustrous hue. The rocks also have different textures during different times of the day. How did they get their name? The name of the rock formations was changed because the Australian government wanted to increase tourism to Australia in the 1960s. They hired marketing consultants who created strategic and brilliant campaigns that were designed to give Australia the global image of being nature's wonderland. The 12 Apostles were at the centerpiece of these campaigns. The marketing strategies worked because the 12 Apostles are among the most popular tourist places in Australia. In the news. The 12 Apostles are always in the news because of the immense popularity that has promoted them since the 1960s. Now Hollywood is involved in promoting this natural wonder. Noted Hollywood actor Chris Hemsworth is using the infamous rock formations in video marketing campaigns that are designed to entice tourists to Australia by promoting its incredible coastal beauty and diversity of marine life. The campaign cost $40 million to produce and is titled, There's Nothing Like Australia. Viewers will be treated with aerial views of the Great Ocean Road. They will see scenes of the 12 apostles from above, and it will be a great show. Viewers will be able to see the contrast of light on the rock formations. They will also be able to see the changes in color, hue, and texture as different intensities of natural sunlight hit the structures from different angles. The video snippets are taken at different times of the day. Hemsworth has been appointed as Australia's global ambassador by Australia's Department of Tourism. He is responsible for promoting the face of Australia to the world. So far, he's been busy and successful in doing this by doing short video collages of Australia's most famous natural landmarks. He intends to do more video footage on the 12 Apostles to promote it and Australia in the future. The videos offer breathtaking footage of the 12 Apostles and surrounding areas. Hemsworth himself narrates the footage. The efforts of this marketing campaign have been a success. This is because Australia has been getting more tourists since the campaign was launched 4 years ago. The revenue is helping the Australian economy. Visiting the 12 Apostles is a life-changing experience. Now that you know what the 12 Apostles are and how they got there, why don't you visit this fantastic place? You will be happy that you did. Visit the Great Ocean Road. Author, Prashant Kumar is a natural-born writer and consultant with 3 years of training in consulting, writing, and analytical work. Currently, I am a blogger at universetale.com. My strong points are in market research and analysis, social media and digital marketing, networking, and business development. I have a bachelor's degree in accounting from UC Riverside and an MBA with an emphasis in business plan development from Baylor University.